You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. President Obama was in the Detroit area yesterday. He spoke at a factory in Redford focusing on the economy. Among the people that had a chance to meet with the president yesterday was Emily Shada. She is the City of Plainwell's downtown and economic development manager, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
Can you tell us, first of all, how it came to be that you did meet with the president?
Well, as an economic development leader serving Southwest Michigan, a grassroots organization called The Action identified me and requested my presence, and I went through a vetting process, and I obviously was very interested to be included in that process and expressed my genuine interest and enthusiasm to be a part of that, and I went through a vetting process as a community leader and found out shortly thereafter, I believe last Saturday, after just a kind of a whirlwind experience there, that that I would be eventually being a part of this group and have this wonderful opportunity to meet with President Obama.
So how much time did you actually get?
It was, we all had approximately, it was very informal, and the folks that I was among, we had about 30 seconds or so, and it was swift and very informal and friendly.
Did you get a chance to say something to him that you think might have had a message for the people of Plainwell that they might have wanted to give to the president?
Well, I invited him to Plainwell. I said that I was a community leader serving Plainwell, Michigan. You know, I see a lot of similarities. I look up to the president as someone who's started at the grassroots level. I started at, you know, neighborhood association level, doing community organizing, and I'm currently working in local government. So I looked at this opportunity as a way to showcase our community. I invited him to Plainwell to see our wonderful community and to showcase some of the issues that we're facing that so many other small towns are facing as well. And ours particularly, our biggest challenge is our paper mill project, which is a Superfund project, among other things, you know, just maintaining the strength of the middle class and maintaining a strong Main Street and a strong downtown, and ensuring that we foster entrepreneurship and, you know, business growth and job creation. I think these are all challenges that towns, Plainwell included, as well as, you know, kind of epitomizes the challenges that many small towns face.
Did the president accept your invitation?
He said, well, keep up the good work in Plainwell. We'll see what we can do. And I said, you keep up the good work as well, President.
Okay. When you hear of all the talk going on in Washington, fiscal cliff and the implications of taxes and spending, what do you think are the major implications for a town like Plainwell in terms of the economy there and what it means for the residents of Plainwell?
Well, I am included in this. I am part of the middle class. We work hard. We work, my husband and I, and we, between the two of us, have four children. And part of what's going on right now is ensuring that families like mine, as well as the majority of those I know and the families in Plainwell and our area, are able to take home their hard-earned money. And with that increases the likelihood that they're going to you know, foster entrepreneurship and support their families and the small businesses in their communities. And if we take that away, if we burden the middle class further with increased income tax, we see kind of a vicious cycle where consumer spending goes down and consumers reduce their confidence. We see businesses cut down on hours and staff, and demand is affected. And when that happens, you know, unfortunately, that kind of creates a vicious cycle where Main Street will directly be affected, you know, as it's relating to consumer spending and consumer confidence and the ability of mom and pop shops to be supported by those around them. So we definitely depend on the middle class to, again, depend on the small businesses that are owned and operated by everyday folks. And I think that's really important. It's about you know, supporting our local communities and maintaining a strong middle class. And that's that really is something that we're concerned about, and making sure that our Main Street stays strong.
So is extending the tax cuts for people making, you know, less than a quarter of $1 million a year, as the president's talked about, is that the most important thing that, that you see as an issue, at least for Plainwell and its residents?
Yes, right now I think that's, you know, that's a critical issue right now. And, you know, like I said, we try so hard to instill incentives and facilitate a good environment for small businesses to grow. And at the local level, we need the local level and the state level and the federal level to have, you know, to have more synergistic policies where we promote job creation and entrepreneurship and enable the middle class to, you know, have consumer confidence to support their families and the small businesses in their communities. So that is a critical issue, and I definitely agree with that.
Emily, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Emily Shada is the City of Plainwell's Downtown and Economic Development Manager. She was in the Detroit area yesterday, and she had a chance to meet with President Obama.